Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we're visiting with Wayne Graves. Wayne was born and raised in Longview in the 1940s, and he's recalling stories of the days of the Texas Pacific Railroad and what he experienced growing up, the son of a railroad worker.
Well, I was born in Longview in 1940 on the south side on Jones Street. My parents were both natives of this area, not in Longview directly, but north of Longview in the Judson community mainly. My father worked for the railroad, the Texas and Pacific, for 41 years. He went to work for them in 1919. He was born in 1899, and he retired from the Texas and Pacific as a locomotive engineer on the Eagle from here to Texarkana. And I grew up knowing about trains and the depot and what went on at the Longview Railroads and how the railroads functioned and what they were about, because as a boy growing up, the railroad was very important to Longview, much more so than now, as the passenger trains were means of transportation for people to get from here to there, and they carried the mail at that time. And when they lost the mail contract to the airlines, the passenger trains went the way of Amtrak, the government. So he retired after 41 years and lived only 1 year after his retirement. So we didn't worry too much about crime in those days, and the railroad had, of course, brought a lot of people into town, and people that live close to us, we live very close to the depot, at that time there were four passenger trains coming into Longview. And an interesting thing about the railroad was my dad was employed by the Texas and Pacific Railroad, but the Missouri and Pacific was the one that ran the trains mostly into Longview, the passenger trains, that is. And the Texas and Pacific owned the rails, the railroad itself, the rails, from Longview to Texarkana. And they would not let Missouri Pacific trainmen run on those rails. So when they got to Longview, the Missouri Pacific had to have Texas and Pacific people get on those trains and take them to Texarkana. They were that was the Eagle. You may have heard of that. It was a famous passenger train that ran from El Paso to St. Louis. And actually, Marshall was actually larger than Longview, because they had the shops where they actually built the engines, and many machinists that worked in the plants around Longview did their apprenticeship in those shops in Marshall. And my dad started to work at 19. He said he got a dollar a night. He worked nights, and he got a dollar a night, and they pumped water from the TP Pond, which was located down right off of Cotton Street, up to the roundhouse. Longview had a roundhouse where they actually worked on those steam engines, and that was very interesting for a kid to get to go in there and see those gigantic engines. And I got to ride on one time. My dad, when he became an engineer, he was on the what was called the Willis Springs switch engine. And believe it or not, Willis Springs is right out here at Gregton. The railroad named it Willis Springs, and there's still a church out right off the loop, off 80, called the Willis Springs Baptist Church. It's a black church. And that's where that name came from. It was known as Willow Springs. Another, I guess, one of my best memories of growing up here is with the railroad being here and my father working for the railroad, we had a pass to go to anywhere the Missouri Pacific and the Texas Pacific ran, we could ride the train. Well, we would catch the train here, my mother and I would, and ride to Dallas and go to the state fair every year. And you could ride a trolley from the state fair. Back then, they ran the electric trolleys in Dallas. You could ride from the train station in Dallas to Fair Park for a dime. So we could arrive at Fair Park, and we had spent the total of a dime when we got there each. Cost us 20 cents. And I think entrance into the park for an adult was $1 and maybe 50 cents for a kid. So we could go and enjoy the state fair for less than $5.
Can't do this anymore.
you could go in and there was a company called Young Bloods Chicken, and they had a place in the fair where they fixed chicken dinners, and you could buy a chicken dinner for like $1.50, and that was enough for my mother and I to have lunch. So it was very reasonable to go if you had a free ticket on the train to go to Dallas and to the fair. I remember one time we rode they ran a special when I was a kid. Longview was in the state playoffs, and there was a game up in the Dallas area, and they ran a special train, and we rode that special up there to see that ball game. But it was unusual for them to run specials like that.